You're listening to the Barbecue Nerds Podcast, where smoke meets science and flavor is our favorite experiment. Hey, barbecue lovers, I'm David, your resident pitmaster and science geek. Along with my co-host, Frank, we're diving deep into the world of barbecue, where tradition meets innovation. Now, let's get to today's episode.
Hey, let's get back to Eric's question here real quick. Thoughts on putting oil dry or kitty litter in the bottom of the pit? You know, the first time I ever heard, have you ever heard of this?
I've heard of the kitty litter, but oil dry, I don't know about that. I mean, I know we use that when we have spills on the road. We're told to put that down.
Yeah. So the first time I ever heard about this was I was cooking at Cosmo's shop. I brought him a drum. And he, first thing he did, he went and grabbed his little kitty litter thing, started dumping some kitty litter in the bottom. I was like, dude, this stuff's not safe to cook with. He's like, wrong. It is, actually. You just have to get the right kind. I didn't know there was a different kind, but there is some that is like odorless. You can use kitty litter that has no odors or, and you know, you think about it, it just kind of makes sense with all the hyperallergenic stuff and all that that's going around. You know, you can get kitty litter that's just minerals is all right. It is. And oil dry is the same thing. They're not going to lemon scent oil dry, you know, as long as it's like, as long as it doesn't contain any kind of chemicals or odorants, which it usually does not, because all you're using it for is just to absorb the liquid oil. And so, and you'd be surprised how good that stuff works, because it'll like suck it out of the concrete if you leave it there long enough. You know, it's really absorbent. So yeah, you can totally put that down there. A lot of guys do. Don't go too heavy with it. And make sure you get it out as soon as you're done cooking, like dump it out, because I think it'll just sit in there and get hard if you leave it in there too long.
Right.
You know, but shop vac, that's what a lot of guys do. They'll just shop vac it out, you know. It's pretty cool.
So is it anything like these TV commercials when you have the kitty litter that you go in there with like a sifter, a spoon sifter, and you just sift out the lumps?
I suppose you could. I've never done it personally. I know some guys that have. I would just personally just throw it away. I think that's where I would be headed. But I don't know. But you still have to clean off the baffle plate. You know, I'm thinking in a Super 55 or one of the drum smokers that I've built, you've still got some kind of baffle, heat shield in there. You got your intakes that might have got some junk up in there, things like that. You're cooking great. So you still got to scrape all that. But what it does do well is it takes care of a lot of the liquid. These competition guys, I don't know if, well, I know Eric does, but everybody that like heavily injects and brines and all of this stuff, you're going to wind up with a ton of liquid that's not going to boil off, because it's going to get down below the charcoal basket in a drum. And that's where you wind up with this issue, needing that kitty litter. Whereas on the smoke slinger, I don't know how many, I know Dave's in here, David Suss, but Bob McKinley's in here too. What's up, Bob? But anyway, I'm not sure that many people have ever had anything drain out of their smoke slinger. It pretty much all just vaporizes, you know, or builds up on the tuning plates and kind of goes away. So I never really had a need for any kind of absorbent material in there.
And then, of course, with the smoke slinger, there is a drain right there at the bottom. I found out that by simply getting a disposable half-size catering pan, I don't know what you want to call that, it's a half pan, and putting that right underneath, that any of the grease that comes down, if in the event it was to pool into the center, it would just drip out of there. But I also found that it was very useful yesterday in the morning after I had finished up with one of the cooks. I just wanted to clean it up before I was moving over to play with the plancha, that some of the residual charcoal ash, I could just kind of push to the middle. It would fall right through the hole and into the pan. It was very easy to clean. When I was done completely, you know, done at the end of the day, before I packed it up and had any type of argument with my wife about the mess I made, that's when I pulled out the shop vac and I made sure full suction, we got anything that was in there out of there. It was extremely useful. But again, you know, I made sure that the inside was once again coated with Pam after I had cleaned it out. And I recommend, just like you had mentioned, that if you use any type of water, like we were talking about with the power washer, that you do light a small fire simply to dry your pit out.
Dry it out. Before
you spray it down with an oil. Because if you put it away wet, you're asking for rust. You're asking for that metal to oxidize. So it is necessary. And I think you'd agree that you want to be able to dry the pit out, and heat is the best way to do it. And then coat it with that oil and maybe heat it up one more time, just so that that oil is able to adhere to all the sides and, of course, not drip down and put it away seasoned.
Yeah. And, you know, this is where the weed burner comes in. You could actually just use the weed burner to dry the inside of your pit out if you want. Of course, if it's a pretty paint job on the outside, I may not do that because you might get a little too hot in one spot, brown your paint, maybe building a fire in the pit and running it for an hour. And then reseasoning, because you're going to need to reseason it anyway.
Right.
At that point, even with some Pam, if you go for it there. There was another question here from Hojo about degreaser. You see it there?
I saw it a little bit earlier, and I was wondering when he was talking about the degreaser, are we talking about those chemical degreasers that have the caustic acid in it? Or are we talking about something that's a little bit more food safe that, well, I guess maybe you'd find that as well as like a Restaurant Depot or a Costco or a Sam's Club. I know Sam's Club sells an excellent stainless steel cleaner.
Yeah, just oven cleaner works really good. Cleaner. Yeah, so like ZEP makes a really good one. Mm-hmm. ZEP, I get that at Menards is what I go get. If you can't get that, I know there is they're usually in an aerosol cans, the one I use. This little squirt bottle of purple degreaser can work good, but I don't think it's as effective as oven cleaner for some reason. Because oven cleaner is designed to like take off the cheese that melted and dripped out and got on the bottom of the pan down there where the burner's at and turned into a rock. That's what the oven cleaner is designed to break down. You know, if you get that and then scrape a little bit, it's gone. Yeah, no problem. The only problem I ever had is when I'm doing bingo or cleaning bingo or some other big pit, you got to have like 4 or 5 cans of that stuff, like to really do a difference on your cooking grates, you know? So it just kind of depends what my mood is at the moment. If I'm using that stuff though, I usually go for the can of ZEP, or I think there's a 2-pack at Sam's. The one thing I'll urge caution is if you're a drum smoker guy and you use like Rust-Oleum high heat paint or some kind of Rust-Oleum direct-to-metal enamel paint like I always do when I'm painting, because I hate to paint. That stuff, that oven cleaner from Sam's will pull it right off. So you got to be careful with that. Don't hit your paint. But, you know, if you're like test a spot, like they say on the bottle usually. So
I find that those degreasers are wonderful for, like you were mentioning, getting the cheese, getting some of the other things off. I especially with the round bar, it's a lot easier to use a wire brush or to use something that has a bristle to it. But when it comes to expanded metal, it's already quite sharp the way that it is. What's the best way, if you're using a brush, to be able to clean expanded metal?
So I prefer a nylon heavy, like nylon bristle brush. But what I'm thinking is like push broom for doing concrete. Like rough concrete, you get those rough push brooms. If you can get something that's not that long of a bristle, shorter, which I found one at Menards here the other day that I can put on a pole. The reason I say nylon is because if you use like a regular wire brush that's got like stainless steel bristles or something, which I've used a bunch of times, those bristles pop out and they're so small and hard to see. And if you don't get them, if for some reason you miss one, that could get in somebody's food. And so that's why I tend to not do that. I have used some stainless steel brushes whenever I'm in a spot that I just, for some reason, I just can't get it clean. I'll use that. Or I'll even get the cup brush on the grinder, which has got like a braided wire. It's like braided or spun. Mm-hmm. So it's not like individual bristles. And I'll put that on the Metabo and go in there and go after it if it's like bad enough. But rarely ever do I have to do that. So I'll use those nylon bristle brushes. If you keep up with it, you'll have no problems. But those bristles will get down inside that expanded as you're pushing. And you just got to do both sides and then follow it up with the power washer and you're clean. expanded metal sucks to clean. You know, that's the funniest thing. You know, it's deemed as high quality to people. Right. What they don't know is like 20 years ago or whatever, 18 years ago, however long I've been building pits. Let me rewind that. 2007 was today. So yeah, almost 18 years. We used expanded metal because we were too lazy to make bar grates. That's why we used expanded metal. And it was cheaper because by the time I paid somebody to sit there and weld every little bar, it was just easier to shear out some expanded, slap it in the thing, done, move on. Expanded metal has just been used so long that everyone is just conditioned. Why doesn't it have expanded metal? It's not because it's great. It's because right. It's cheap, but it's also sharp. And so that's the issue with it. So that's why the Smokeslinger brand, we're moving away from that as fast as we can, if we possibly right. can, to round bar, you know.
You know, but when you mentioned earlier about using a brush that you might use on concrete on the outside, there's yeah. a brush that we use in pizza ovens, wood-fired pizza ovens, coal-fired pizza ovens, where on one side it has a scraper, and on the other side it has pieces of metal. They probably about an eighth inch thick piece of metal, and they're in there as the bristles. And we use that to be able to scrub the fire brick that's at the bottom, or if it's not fire brick, then it's the tiles that are in the bottom, so that as we're moving the wood from one side of our pizza oven to the other, from a hot spot to a cool spot, and then putting our dough on there, at the same point, as you know, you've got all of that ash that's in there. So we're constantly scraping and scraping and scraping. Mm-hmm. I would think that a brush like that would probably be beneficial for cleaning the inside of a barbecue pit, of an offset pit. Whether you've got a backyard pit at 94 gallons, up to your 250s, 500s, even 1,000-gallon pits that you can get in there and really be able to work all the walls and work all the other areas. And mm-hmm. those fireboxes, it's got to be detrimental to the inside of that firebox because of the heat, because of the ash, that it, mm-hmm. that a lot of those little chunks and pieces get stuck to the wall. And you want to be able to knock them off as best as possible. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Barbecue Nerds Podcast, where smoke meets science and flavor always comes first. This episode is brought to you by Smokeslinger, the craftsman behind some of the best barbecue pits and offset smokers in the game. Whether you're a backyard warrior or a pro pitmaster, Smokeslinger builds custom pits designed to help you cook your best barbecue ever. Visit smokeslinger.com to see their lineup and bring competition quality smoke to your own backyard. A big shout out to Smokeslinger, refueling our passion and keeping the smoke rolling strong. And as always, keep those pits hot, the smoke rolling, and stay nerdy about barbecue.